in the third chapter, excuse me, in the third, started in the third chapter, ended in the fourth chapter of the book of Acts, when the first miracle that was performed in the New Testament church, praise God, when Peter and John went to the gate called Beautiful, praise God, and healed this lame man, praise God. And what did those folks try to tell them when they healed this lame man? They tried to run them out of town, when you go to the fourth chapter, and told them, we don't even want you, praise God, to preach and teach in his name no more. But praise God, but look what they said Acts chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. And they said, and they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor to teach in the name of Jesus. But look what Peter and John said. Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have heard and what we have seen. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you, just like that woman, praise God, Peter to Peter and John, Jesus was their all and all. And this woman, Jesus was her all and all. And let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, he should be your all and all. But the second thing that they criticized her about is because they thought that she was being wasteful. Amen. Look what they said in verse 4 and 5. Praise God. It said, there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of this ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. Praise God. And they murmured against her. In other words, they were criticizing her. You see, praise God, every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Praise God, or should I say a criticism. You see, when we do something for Christ Jesus and know that we are right, we should not concern ourselves about what other people may say or what they're going to think of us. Praise God. All we need to do, praise God, is allow the Spirit of God just to lead us, praise God, and we do what we know is right. Praise God. Abraham Lincoln once said, and he said, I want to quote this because this is very important. Look what Lincoln said. Lincoln said, I did the very best I can. I mean to keep on going. And he said that if the end brings me out all right, then what is said against me won't matter. Here's what he said. He said, if I'm wrong, praise God, he said, 10 angels swearing I was right won't make a difference. Praise God. He said that, he said, because all I want to do is to do those things that are right for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That great English evangelist by the name of George Whitefield, praise God, he learned that it was more important to please God than to please man, knowing that he was going, that he was doing what was honoring to his Lord, kept him from discouragement when he was facing accusations from his enemy. Praise God. And at one point in his ministry, Whitfield received a vicious letter accusing him of wrongdoing. Praise God. And in his reply, he was brief. He didn't try to even defend himself. Praise God. Look what Whitfield wrote. Praise God. He said that, I thank you heartily for your letters. Praise God. He says, as for what you and my enemies are saying against me, he said, I know worse things about myself than you will ever know and what you can ever say. He said, but with God, but my love in Christ, praise God, and he signed it, my love in Christ, George Whitefield. You see, he did not try to defend himself. He was much more concerned about pleasing God. And the question is, are we seeking to please God, or are we seeking to please man? Praise God, this woman that gave of this expensive ointment, she was out to please God, and she was not worried about the criticism of man. Finally, and as I get ready to close here, praise God, she not only did she give selflessly with no thought of recognition, with no thought of reward, with no thought of return. You see, mentioned in verse 3, praise God, lets us know that she broached the box and she poured it out on Jesus' head. When you break a jar, praise God, with liquids in it, praise God, it's virtually impossible for you to control the flow of the fluid. You cannot save what is poured out. You see, it is spent and you cannot get it back. Therefore, she gave all she could give with no thought about getting anything back. In other words, she broke the alabaster box to give all of it, not keeping anything for herself. In other words, this was selflessness. You see, we as Christians are exalted to give our all to Christ, not for reward, not because it is the right thing to do, praise God, but because it is the right thing to do. You see, God will reward us for doing what is right, but reward or recognition should never be our motive for doing anything. Praise God, we ought to want to do the things that we do for Christ because of the things that he has done for us. Somebody say, what has he done for you today, preacher? I can say he did a whole lot of things, but let me make it just a little plainer. Praise God, somebody asked me, what did he do for you? I said, he woke me up this morning. Somebody said, name something else that he did. He woke me up this morning. Give me one other thing that he did this morning for you. He woke me up this morning. Praise God, because if he had not woke me up, I still be sleeping. Praise God. I'm trying to tell us today, we ought to do like this woman did. Proverbs 10:7 says, the memory of the just, talking about the righteous, is blessed, but the name of the wicked is not so. Praise God. Let me ask the question again. Will your memorial be a lasting one? Will you give of your service deep the love for Jesus Christ? Will you give sacrificially? Will you do, praise God, your best regardless of what men say about you? Praise God, will you, praise God, give everything that God has given to you? What I'm trying to tell you this morning, your name may not be written in Encyclopedia Britannica. Your name may not be written in any other history book or any other encyclopedia. But praise God, if you do everything for Christ, your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. I just sat here and talked everything that the woman gave. But let me go back and think about what my Lord gave. Over 2,000 years ago, I'm going to tell you what my Lord gave. He gave it up for me. He put on a robe of glory. Hallelujah. Where they marched him up a hill called Calvary. Praise God, whipped him all night long. Somebody took and put a crown of thorns on his head, but he kept on walking, kept on moving, put the cross across his back, but he kept on moving, kept on walking up the hill. I know the cross got too heavy for him, and they had to put it on somebody else, but he kept on walking up that hill. And when he got up the hill, they nailed through his hands, they nailed a spike through his feet, somebody pierced him in his side. I'm trying to tell you what he gave. Praise God. They lifted him up high, stretched him out wide, and he locked his head in his shoulder, and he died. Didn't he die? He died. Didn't he die? And they took him down off of that cross, put him in a borrowed grave. Hallelujah. Where he stayed 3 days and 3 nights. But early, 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 one Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Power to heal the sick. Power to raise the dead. Power to set the captives free. He got up with all power in his hand. Hallelujah. How do you want to be memorialized? Hallelujah. The only thing, I don't care if they say praise God, he preached well. If they say Lord God, he sang well. That stuff don't mean nothing. The only thing that I want to hear, I want to hear him say, well done, well done, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Just come on up, come on up, come on up, and I'm gonna make you a ruler over many things. Praise God, that's how. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will your memorial be a lasting one? I want to say to all of our senior citizens, and not one of us lived as long as Methuselah. And the only thing that the Bible says about a man that lived 969 years, the only thing that the Bible says, and he died. Think about that. 969 years, 3 letters and 3 words with his legacy, and he died. My brothers and my sisters, I thank God for allowing each and every last one of us. Oh yeah, we may have dentures. Our hair may have gray. Some of us may not even have any hair left. But guess what? If your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that's all that counts. Amen.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
K-A-Y-T FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast.